9. Alone in his room, old Melmoth enjoyed the climax of tonight's plot. Fire was always satisfying, always purgative. The armoured giant was good. He had been an excellent addition. One had escaped, but one was new, a fair exchange. The cast was the same size it had been at nightfall. Broken Matilda was back in her room, more altered than ever. There was just drizzle outside now, and the first blotches of dawn in the sky. Christabel was screaming as she burned, her wedding dress crumpling and crinkling, melting against her skin. And Tanya was hissing venom in Ambrosio's face, repaying him for his attentions. Schedoni was cooked where he lay on his platter. Perhaps he could be eaten cold for breakfast. It would not be the first time human meat was served at the table of Udolpho. He relaxed and waited for sleep. It would be interesting to see what happened with Montoni's map fragment. The Black Signet's curse had claimed many treasure hunters down through the years. Perhaps Flamineo should creep from his portrait more often with his hunting dogs and seek out a new dangerous game. He had first made his spell in the library, pledging a portion of his soul to the dark powers on the condition that he never be bored again. His early life had been neither tragic nor comic, but merely boring. Now he was a part of his beloved melodramas, constantly entertained by the dances of his scheming puppets. He drifted, but was brought back by a tiny sound, his door opening.
"Vatek,"
he croaked.
"Valdemar?"
Two sets of footsteps, light and surreptitious. His visitors didn't answer him. He felt the tug of his bedclothes as they climbed up onto his bed, forcing through his curtains. They were light, but he knew their fingernails and teeth would be sharp, and they would use them skillfully. He heard them giggling together and felt their first touches. The curtain of his bed collapsed, falling to the floor.
"Melmoth,"
he said with love.
"Flora?"
It had been the final curtain. Part 3.